Mad Radio on a Friday. Meanwhile, the reports from Jonathan Fagan are that the Rockets are very confident in landing Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, now he was there in 2003. He's probably talking about the good
the 06
the ones that got lucky.
Okay, I'll blame myself on that.
No, blame me. Blame me.
I'll blame myself. I'll put on myself.
You're so stupid. I can't believe you did that.
So there's an urgency to this. The NBA free agency begins Sunday at 5 o'clock, and we have you covered because Matt Jarecki and 610 Rockets insider Adam Spillane will be hosting our NBA free agency special, the Rockets free agency special, beginning at 5 p.m. on Sunday on Sports Radio 610.
Matt Jarecki is the guy who is holding it down from 9 to 11 every night on Sports Radio 610. Be sure to check him out.
Check him out.
He's an industrious young man.
And I listened to Matt last night, and I thought he had some interesting points about how the Rockets need to land Jimmy Butler because it's a star-driven league, and you need the most talent to win. And I got it, and I thought it was a persuasive argument. But here's one thing I'm worried about. And not to get too much into the weeds on this, of like the salary cap and all that, but here's what you need to know. If the Rockets land Jimmy Butler in the way that people are writing that they will land Jimmy Butler, give him a four-year deal and he makes $140 million, they will have basically no flexibility at all next season.
To do anything.
To do anything.
Right. So these mid-season pickups, the Jason Terrys or whatever, you're not going to have that.
You're not going to have that.
What you see is what you get at the beginning of the year, including some mid-level exception that they're going to pick up along the way.
The team would basically be James Harden, Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, a mid-level exception guy, and that's basically it. Mm-hmm. Without any real flexibility to do anything for next season.
Right.
They would be hard capped at a certain number, and they would need to be adding like literally minimum salary kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me very concerned about adding Jimmy Butler.
So you'd be running it back from June. It would just be like whatever your roster is in June or early July. You're running that back, and that's it. You're rolling with it.
Am I being concerned about something that shouldn't be a big deal? That feels like a big deal to me.
It's a big deal. It feels like a big deal to you because that's always been a part of a successful Daryl Morey team.
Almost
always is some kind of move at the trade deadline. It's very, very rare. I think only once that he hasn't made a move at the trade deadline.
Yep.
So it's always been an integral part of whatever you see in the playoffs. Okay, is that the price to pay for having three max salary players? Then so be it, I suppose. In Daryl Morey's mind, I think that's what he's thinking. He's always had to make mid-level moves because he's never had three stars accumulated. It's hard. It's hard right this moment because Chris Paul is a star, but he's a fading star.
Yes.
So this isn't what Daryl Morey would have written up as his three-star system. This is 2.5 stars or 3 stars, and one of the stars is fading.
And if you were just drawing this on paper, you would have James Harden, Jimmy Butler, and a big guy.
Yeah,
right. Like if you were just conjuring
that's not thin air. Yeah,
you're not gonna spend that much money on guards.
The most expensive backcourt in the league with no flexibility to do anything in the front court.
I know it might.
Damn it, Mike.
I know it might be a nerdy point, but the fact that if they land Jimmy Butler, and it sounds like they're very confident in doing so, I'm very concerned about not having any flexibility to make any real moves for all of next season.
Well,
any
flexibility. As Garth Brooks once said, sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Maybe Jimmy Butler, or as I like to call him, God, will choose not to come here. And Daryl Morey will be upset about it, but then ultimately it'll give him the flexibility that Mike Meltzer desires.
Maybe.
I don't know. The way your read on it, you're saying that people are confident the Rockets are going to land Jimmy Butler. Everything I've read does not say that. Everything I've read says people aren't quite sure if the Rockets even know they can land Jimmy Butler. The biggest thing they have going for them is that James Harden and Jimmy Butler have a very close relationship.
Well, And that
Harden, just as he was integral in the Chris Paul deal, is going to be the key factor in this.
I base this mainly on the Fagan story from yesterday.
Yeah.
Where he wrote that the Rockets are very confident in getting this done. I don't know if they should be.
Uh-huh.
But I base this almost exclusively on yesterday. On what Jonathan wrote yesterday.
Okay.
That's where I get that from. I'm not even saying they should be confident. I'm saying just based on what I read in the paper that they seem pretty confident.
Okay.